भगवद्गीता 3.23 यदि अहं न वर्तेयं जातुकर्मण्यतन्त्रितः मम वर्तमानो वर्तन्ते मनुष्यः पार्थ सर्वशः। यदि अहं न वर्तेयं, इफ आई डिड नॉट कंडक्ट माई सेल्फ प्रॉपरली, जातुकर्मण्य अतन्त्रितः, इफ आई वाज नॉट अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन ड्यूटी, then mama vartamanu vartante, that following my example, others are mama vartma, my path, my example, mama vartmanu vartanu vartante, people would follow that. Manushyah partha sarvashah, all people are partham. Krishna is now telling the consequences that would result if the leaders did not do their duties, and specifically he did not do his duty. So you say that if I do not do my duty, then people will see that example and they will follow that example. So Krishna is saying that I do my duty atandritaha, absorbed, immersed in my duty. Meticulously I do my duty. So if I don't do, others will also not do. Mama vartamanu vartante. We see that in a country, if the boss is doing corruption, boss is taking bribe, then the subordinates also feel, if the boss is doing, then why can't we? We will also do it. So, if the biggest political leaders, they are nepotistic, they are always favoring their relatives and their family members, then the subordinates also feel that, oh, my relative should be favored. And then they want to be nepotistic that way also again. So the point here is, that actually we are all setting examples for others. Even introvert people, even if they don't seem to be very visible in society, others are observing them. And psychologists have said that even a introvert person on average will influence around 10,000 people during overall lifetime. So all of us do set examples for others. What then to speak of those who are leaders? So now, in the Vedic culture was highly duty driven. Different people have different duties. And when they all do their duties properly, then just as, you know, in a watch, different parts of the or in a machine, well-coordinated machine, each screw plays a role, and when that the screws, the parts of the machine play their roles properly, then the overall machine functions well. And similarly, when people work properly at that time in a society, each different people doing their different roles, then overall society functions properly. So the important thing is that the Vedic culture was duty driven, and any society that is going to be productive has to be duty driven properly. So being duty driven means that people are cognizant of their responsibilities and they are conscientious in doing their responsibilities. Now, if you study political science or civics, we understand that their rights and their responsibilities. If you are part of a particular kingdom, if you are part of a particular state, then this is what you can expect from the state. The state will provide you this, 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 this. And the state will expect these, this, 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 these responsibilities from you. So actually, both are important. In general, people agitate more for their rights than they execute their responsibilities.
That's why it's famously said that the American President JFK said, ask not what America has done for you, ask what you have done for America.
So the point is that people are more concerned about their rights than their responsibilities. And for this, self-centered ethos to change, for people
to learn to value contribution more than gratification. Contribution means what I am doing. Gratification means what I am getting. So for people to value contribution more than gratification, it is important that they see examples of that kind of behavior. So that means that when the leaders at the top are diligent in doing their duties, then that leads to a top-down ethos transmission in the organization, in the state, and the world at large, wherein people learn from their examples and internalize those examples. So Krishna is saying that I, as a Kshatriya, fought against demons, and although I'm not fighting now, but still I'm acting as a charioteer, helping you in doing the duty, in establishing the rule of dharma. So if the kings did not do their duties, then the result of that would be, so that in society disorder will prevail, lawlessness will prevail. So the way the culture was supposed to be, as I said, duty-centered, and the four Varanas were each expected to provide their own contribution in society. And when they all did their duties, then that enabled people in general, the whole society to function properly, and people's overall well-being was taken care of, because there was a balance of contribution of what people took and what people gave. Now, among the leaders in society, the Brahmanas are the intellectual leaders. They are the most respected. But then in terms of social visibility and glamorization, the kings were the most visible and glamorized. And people would see the king and emulate the king. Yatha Raja Tatha Praja. So now the important thing was that to recognize that the way the kings behave, it was the responsibility of the king to behave in such a way that others would also follow that example. Otherwise, the society in general, people would rationalize. So if the king is responsible, the king is negligent of responsibilities, then why do I need to be why do I need to bother about responsibilities? Let me just relax. Why should I struggle? Because in general, to do any duty requires sacrifice. Now, our tendency is often to let things glide along the path of least resistance. But when we are expected to get certain things done, we have to resist this tendency to be lethargic, and we have to apply ourselves. So Krishna is saying, Tandritaha, I apply myself. And people, when they see my example, they will apply themselves also. So the implication here is, Arjuna, if you do not fight, then neither will others. And that way, a negative example will be set in society. So, as in today's parlance, it is said, walk your talk. People see your walk more than your talk. So, walk and talk are, of course, rhyming words. And here, walk and talk basically refer to not just the sounds that come out of our mouth or the patterns which we move our feet. Here walk and talk are used in a symbolic or metaphorical sense to refer to. Walk refers to the what we speak, and in general the standards and the principles that we espouse by our words. That is talk. And that means basically in religious parlance you could say preach, in secular parlance you might say teach. So that is all what is referred to by talk. And walk refers to how one lives. So the way one brings one's
ideals into action and demonstrates them through one's actions. So walk your talk means that people actually demonstrate through their actions what they are doing and what they are talking about. So when people walk their talk, then others are inspired. Others take the talk seriously and they walk the talk. But if the people just talk but don't walk, then the common people also keep talking and don't walk. So then society, when people see such unexemplary leaders, then they themselves don't follow standards. So for example, if there is corruption in society from the top to bottom, because at the top it's percolating down to the bottom, then the whole society, it will become nearly impossible to function. So Krishna is indirectly telling Arjuna that you are a Kshatriya and you have a duty to protect dharma, you have a duty to protect the citizens. And that duty is calling you. How can you abandon that duty, Arjuna? Set an example and do your duty. And this theme Krishna will continue in the next verse. Thank you.